Okay. I have my glass of milk. I'm probably going to work on a proposition, one of these bullshit scripts I wrote a while ago and I completely forgot about. So I guess sort of script reading? I don't know. So day one in school. Oh, backtracking a little bit. I need to think of more tags. All I have is boring tags like TA student, tension, encouragement, kissing, affirmations, power dynamic, and ASMR. I don't know about that one, but whatever. I'll probably add some sound effects for that ASMR effect. For plot, sort of revised it. Let me read through it. YN is a senior level college student worried about the seminar's final project. The TA pulls a student aside, noting that YN is, despite being a top student in the course, stressed about the material. Both parties talk after class. Unbeknownst to her, the student still fails to grasp the concepts. The two agree to coffee and a study session at the TA's apartment. Presumably, the TA is the same age as the student, so it's not as weird. You know, they're taking similar classes and whatnot. But there's still, you know, that power dynamic. That's why I included it, just in case. But yeah, TA is the confident, domineering type of person, IRL, but then, you know, that subby bitch in the bedroom. And then students, the cocky, know-it-all type of, you know, not great at school trope. So day one in school. Oh yeah, like checks watch. Oh, there's a lot of talking. So quote one, did you need something? Quote two, yeah, I got some time. I have a few minutes actually. We can outline what you need help with and pick it back up another time. Sound good? Pause. Good. Okay, walk with me to my office. Yeah, she has an office. Shut up. As a TA. Talking. Oh, I don't know. I didn't put these in quotes. But it says, let's start with this. How are you feeling with the project and all and your workmates? How's your project proposal going? I know it's still early in the initiation stage, but we plan on moving to the definition stage in the coming weeks. Do you need help with outlining it? What about your clients? Are they having a conversation with you? If you ever have any issues with them, let me know. But then it goes back into like a paragraph in quotes. She says, here, hand me that printer paper over there. Oh, they're in the office now. I should probably note that. Here, hand me that printer paper over there. And then shuffle. Here are some key points we should discuss. Drafting a proposal, management and deployment, and a small business environment, client meetings. That should be it. Pen cap opening and roughly write scribbles. And then it goes into another paragraph. Okay, I know this is kind of crude, but I have a meeting in 15 and need to prep. Here's my phone number. You free this Saturday? I guess that was a kind of nice transition. Oh no, my phone. Sorry, let me do that again. Okay. Okay. I know this is kind of crude, but I have a meeting in 15 and need to prep. Here's my phone number. You free this Saturday? Oh god, not the Ew, it's so who the fuck? I'll probably change that. Clear your schedule. We can do coffee and a study sesh. I'll text you my address. Wait. Here's my number. Oh. I'll say give me your number. You free this Saturday? Clear your schedule. We can do coffee and a study sesh. I'll text you my address. Yeah, that makes more sense. Pause. Oh, and then like presumably YN is kind of like the student. YN is kind of like, I guess in the vein and scheme of things, they're more like, oh, are you hitting on me? Or, oh, this is kind of weird, kind of, you know, teasing at the professor or TA. And then TA's like, what? No, this isn't me making a move on you. I know we're close in age, but I'm still your superior in this situation. That would be unprofessional and unethical of me. Mm. Oh my god. And the transitions into like, oh my god. In the office? What was I on? In parentheses, I added, this part feels weird. I don't know. Link it somehow. But it goes from that to, like, a bashful TA to, what are you doing? Type shit. So I don't know how to link that. I'm blanking. And, like, softly stammering. Oh, my God. Apparently their pussy gets eaten, so something escalated. Something happened. Maybe I shouldn't add that. Maybe more teasy. Maybe more teasing. Please, please step back. Look, I know we're in a weird predicament right now, but... Oh, instead of their pussy getting eaten. Oh, she should be like, but... Oh, man. I'm blanking. Hold up. Oh. So it's like a but, and then like YN steps back and they're like, you know, teasing. And then TA's like, excuse me. Ooh, sheesh. Hold up. Look, I know we're in a weird position or predicament right now, but. Where are you? Oh, yeah. And then they're like, excuse me. They're kind of flustered. So, TA is flustered that YN jokingly made a move and teased them. Yeah, they were kind of hoping for something, but they didn't get it. Edged, in a way. So, another one. Moving on. TA pats YN's back. Look, I have a meeting to go to, and I'm already late. Okay, see you then. Okay. Oh, and then it's day two. What the fuck was that? I'll probably keep it in one audio, just, yeah, that'll be easier. And then Knox, hey, right on time, come on in, make yourself at home. Shuffly. I made coffee, if you couldn't tell already. Enough to last us through the night. No, not like that. Don't get it twisted. Oh, okay, that's good. That's cute. That is cute. We'll be working on the coffee table so it's more comfy if you want to sit on the floor or couch. I got plenty of snacks too. Wasn't sure what you wanted, so I kind of went haywire.
Ew.
What? Oh, the arrangement of this hordeal? Oh my god, Melissa, please. What? Oh, the arrangement of this whole fuck. Dude, I'm having a moment. Give me a second. What? Oh, the arrangement of this whole ordeal? Well, I figured since we were kind of close in age, there's no point in keeping things formal. But like, if you're uncomfortable with that, I mean, if you want to be boring, we can sit at the dining table like adults. I figured you wanted to chill. Crisscross applesauce type of thing. A study sesh. Ew. Every time I say study sesh, I feel like a wannabe, like, young person. How do you do, fellow kids? Like, god damn it. I figured you wanted a chill crisscross applesauce type of thing. And then there's pouring coffee in the background, walkie sounds on carpet. Here, coffee handed to Wyatt. And then, you know, sips. Okay, so I sip, Oz swallow. Okay, that's easy, I think. Look, I know you're a college student, but you need to start buying good quality coffee beans and grinding them on your own. Just saying. I have plenty of whole beans if you want. Think of it as a reward for studying. Wait, that feels unnatural. Hold up. Oh, I know. So, like, presumably, YN's like,
this is some really good coffee.
Not the shitty stuff they have in the dorms and in dining halls. Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, so I should be like, yeah, and then sip, and then look, I know you're a college student. Look, I know we're college students. We're college students. Ooh. But you need to start buying expensive, good quality coffee beans and grinding them on your own. Just say. It makes a world of difference. It makes a world of difference. It makes a world of difference. I'm stupid. Wait, it makes a world of difference? Wait. Yeah, no, that's right. I have plenty of coffee beans if you want. Think of it as a reward for studying. Yeah, oh my god. I have to have more, like, fucking emotion in my voice. Sorry, I think we wasted enough time. We should probably get to it. Stuff, filler stuff, proposal stuff, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. And then it goes into a proposition? Is this about your final project? Oh, God. Of course I'm curious. Yeah, you can't just say I have a proposition for you and look directly at... Oh, whew. I'm, like, flirting with myself. It's so funny. Oh, so in parentheses, I'm like, what the proposition is... is YN gets what they want, and that's a sexy time. And then they'll focus, then they'll study. Yeah, like, everyone fucking does that when they study. Ugh. A proposition? Oh. What's some nasal? How the fuck do you clear your sinuses? A proposition? Is this about your final project? Well, yeah, of course I'm curious. You can't just say, I have a proposition for you, and then look directly at me. What is it that you want? Oh, maybe that was good. I don't know. That probably sounds like shit recorded, but whatever. Then there's a pause, and then a laugh. Me? Wait a minute. Keep that in. We've barely been working. Oh no, I'm fucking having too much fun with this. We've barely been working and you already want to take a break? Oh, how the fuck do you act surprised? Like, to what? That sounds so stupid. I don't know how you did it. I'm more in disbelief. We've already been working, you already want to take a break? Oh, that was like a question. Oops. To what? Oh, maybe that's better than like acting. I don't know. No, we should. Yeah, you know, like we should get back to it. Blah blah blah. And they're like, mwah. And then YN in my head. In notes, I put, I know a bottom bitch when I see one. God damn it. Oh, Melissa. And then in quotes, I please at least be slower. I think this is an F for A. So there shouldn't be any allusions to a cock or. Yeah. Okay. So they'll probably be fingers. Then. Yeah. Oh, hold up. I gotta stop. Yeah, I should probably put, fingers. Yeah, so I plead. How the fuck do you be pleading, bro? I can't. How do you do it? At least be slower with your, and then the wind, right? That's hot. With your fingers. That was so forced. Gentler. Okay, so then it's like, oh yeah, so I was like, I please at least be slower with your, and then wince with your fingers, gentler. Oh, okay, so gentler, please, you know, pleading, all of that. But in the back of my head, kind of how the situation is playing out, YN is like begging already. You know what? You look like the type to, and then, you know, neck kisses. Oh, I should probably. Oh, okay. So that makes sense. And then, so she has to say like, yeah, I do like kisses there. Well, I guess that doesn't really. The listener doesn't really know where, but, somewhere. Whatever. Wincing noise. Breathy. I have a proposition for you. If I submit. I thought that was submitting, like, a paper. Oh, no. Like, sexually. Oh, okay, damn, bitch. I feel like that choice of words is not very natural. Whatever. So she says, if I submit and give you what you want, and then moans sprinkled in, will you pinky promise me that you'll study? Next one's kind of cringy. And then continues to say, okay, what do you want exactly? Be specific. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to delete that paragraph. I don't like that. So she's like, okay, what do you want exactly? Be specific. And then it's like, oh. You're into that. Wait, is this DDLG? Hold up. My mind is going towards DDLG, but I don't think my script is. We'll put a placer tag. Ugh. Oh, that was a bad burp. Oh, you're into that? Luckily, so am I. Right? Yeah, that's usually how it plays out in the fantasy. I guess trails off. Oh, and then she's like. Oh, so I guess YN would be like. Should I turn this into a DDLG script? Oh no, it shouldn't be a DDLG script. If it's gonna be F for A. What is like the gender neutral? DDL, DD. Oh, this is, okay, maybe this won't be DDLG. It'll be just F sub. We'll just keep it at that. Yeah, so I guess the whole, oh, you're into that, would be just a typical dom sub relationship, right? Yeah, pretty basic shit. Oh, okay, so she can go into saying how should I address you. Oh, but then in the beginning she should be addressed as ma'am, right? So it's like it's a switch, it's a whole, oh. Oh, okay, so like so going back to the beginning where she's like, ah, did you need something? And then next paragraph she's like, ma'am. I like that. I like the sound of that, because you know, they're the same age. I feel like being called, giving someone the same age as you honorifics, like ma'am and sir and all of that, it's a power trip, I will say. So then, ma'am, I like the sound of that, ha ha. Yeah, I got some time. Okay, cool. Oh, but then it's like, how should I address you? How do you? What's a gender neutral? What is a gender neutral what? Gender neutral dominant names. Like, I need to know. Some sort of ma'am or master or mister. Oh, master. What? Well, I guess master is more for like men, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Like how king is usually for men, but it can be both. Because people call me king. Your highness? No, see, that's weird. This is not a medieval piece. Your grace, your majesty, reverend. Oh, Reddit. What else? Your honor. So the safe word should be objection. That's funny. Majesty? I mean master. Okay. I don't know. Master could be a placeholder, but I feel like that's going very 0 to 100. Like they didn't talk about safe words. Maybe it won't be too dom and subby. Yeah, that might be a little, they like just met. Well, not just met, but you know, ventured into the sexual experience. I feel like going that route might be a little much, you know. Forgo all safety and talks about dynamics and whatnot. I feel like that's pretty important. So maybe master wouldn't. Maybe I wouldn't do a how should I address you? So I guess, oh, you're into that. Could be up to the imagination. And then I'll just play out. I guess the tags might be the tags might lend to foreshadowing what's in the script and then the audio, but yeah. Oh no, I have to delete that one. Man. Well, that was the end of the script. I didn't add any of the sex shit because I was just too lazy. But it's already, what, 943 words? I don't know how long that is. Just talking about the script is at 25 minutes right now. Obviously with a ton of filler stuff and figuring shit out. But for 943 words? Okay. That's... It's substantial, assuming I don't split it into two audios or two script, well, one script, two audios kind of thing. Like a part one, part two, like I did for my first script or audio. Yeah, so I might keep it like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I need to clean it up a bit more and then I need to revisit it, of course.